Yeah, just say as well, very good mix of people in our group, so some really wide opinions. That's been probably a good judgment of the whole day. I think we're a good mixture of people, and that makes for a much more interesting debate. First little chat was that I think a lot of the art might have quite strong political imperatives underneath, and that idea that that's really important and not to be scared of that, because it seems that the issues are big enough. Sustainability, if this, we've learned one thing today, it's not a bland word, and the real meaning of it is becoming ever more present, and therefore that nature of art having really direct effect seems to be quite important. We talked and I suppose described that 20 years ago this site had no visibility at all, none. It was really, you know, apart from a few kind of local history enthusiasts and people who knew it when it was working, you know, it had really become very invisible, particularly on the Gateshead side. And that very basic thing of just bringing visibility back is an important first step. The obvious thing is that generating press is a very, very good way to activate community interest. If you leaflet 5,000 people, you might get 10 people who are actively interested in taking part in something. But sometimes for people, it's just important to see their local area on television. It's a very conventional route, but it's actually very important, just that sense of our world being reflected back to us where we live. And that's sometimes a really useful way just to get people motivated as well. We likewise talked about the current kind of unsanctioned use of it, that there's lots of things go on there. You know, people do burn little fires, they do fishing, they go up and look at it in different ways. And they are the community who are using it just now. There is an active community. And, you know, while some of them will prefer it to be informal, maintaining that informality in the long run seems very important. I don't think what anybody wants is that version of heritage that makes a very sort of safe experience with dull signage telling you one version of history. It's very clear that there are multiple ways of seeing the States, and everyone has, and it, you know, it's not privileged as to which of those opinions is correct. So it's important that it remains flexible in terms of its long-term management. There was a question about whether it was sort of quite important that looking back on the industrial history, that it was looking back on something negative, something that really did scar the landscape, that wasn't, that the States itself doesn't necessarily represent something positive, that it's actually in environmental terms is about a world of, you know, which led to quite a lot of pollution and quite a lot of damage. But of course, that's the right of art. Art can be critical as well as, you know, a sort of positive statement around use, and not to be scared in a sense to do a whole range of different work. Some things might be alienating and some things might, you know, lead to an emotional response. But that's all right. It's okay. It's okay. Art can have those multiple functions and should have those multiple functions. We got into some very specific solutions. One really interesting idea was how activity is funded there in the future. The AHRC model, which is this one, is very particular. It comes about through universities getting together, getting research money, and it defines a particular way of making public art that maybe has a particular type of ownership attached to it and a particular type of control. And there was talk about, well, what are the other ways? Commercial art, art that is crowdsourced, that is funded through public membership. Are there other ways of allowing work to happen there that in the long run are more sustainable than an AHRC program, which by its very nature is time limited? You know, it produces things and it catalyzes, but it has to finish, and the funding often goes back into the universities themselves. So it's just thinking about whether within that model of art that can take place there, just to really explore the different ways that it can generate change. And then, funnily enough, we had the same discussion around the gap. And there was the same feeling that the gap was kind of good and it was interesting, and the fire represented a period of history and where damage was done. And David, who's still here, who has a very deep understanding of the history of the States, came up with, I think, a fantastic potential solution, which was links actually to Marco's floating forest that came to the Biennale, which is to use a bulk commodity ship, of which you know, there's some around, and bring it up and moor it directly next to the gap and actually open it up so people can flow down and have safe passage across the gap, and then come back out onto the, you know, the, what would be, sorry, the eastern end, yeah, the eastern end of the Staithes, which is currently separate. So you need a flow-through system. And that ship can then be a flexible space where lots of different artistic activities could happen, and it could be a real boon to that. And a very simple solution, and one that works with, again, with the reusing industrial deficits. And we all felt really supportive of that idea, and I really hope he takes it forward, because it's a really interesting solution. It's practical, but it's also something that would lead to lots of further creativity and probably could be managed in a really, really simple way. To finish, we just sort of thought it's really important not to think of Dunstan Staithes in isolation. We referenced the Hampshire Landscape Park in the Ruhr and the way that it's taken individual bits of industrial heritage that have been saved and then links them all together, that it's very important to think of this giving additional support to other important things that are within the area and getting people to think wider about where they travel to. So it's not just a one-off visit to the Staithes, but it's about generating energy for the whole area. And when you begin to do that, then councillors who are currently in a very sort of, you know, stripped down position with major budget cuts, who don't see art as a driver, they might begin to see the potential that this is actually making real change and to actually support that. And at the end of the day, it needs local champions, it needs outside expertise, it needs local history expertise, it needs political support, and only in the combination of all those things coming together will it have a long-term future.
Thank you very much.